welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
Welcome to Mix Sunday Mornings right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. This is Greg Wyckoff, your host. Alongside with me today, Miss Sarah Gaston. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, Sarah. We got a big show lined up. You are the star of the show.
Oh, no.
But we've got a lot of praise and worship music coming up, and I'm just excited to see what God has laid on your heart to share with us.
Absolutely.
We'll get back with Sarah on our next break, but right now we'll go to Hillsong United with Oceans right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
That was For King and Country, Oh God Forgive Us.
You're going to take my spot, aren't you?
No, I'm absolutely not going to.
By the time this show is over with, we're probably going to have to switch places.
No.
And I'll just teach you how to do the computer part.
I can do the computer part, but the talking will leave up to you.
Well, Sarah, we got you on the show this morning because you're a big part of my heart. You are. You've been more than you could ever imagine to me, to my family. And it's just, I've always said I've had the best seat in the house. It's like God has given me in everything in my life. And one of those is watching you grow up. Because you were one of those snotty-nosed Bubbas in the sixth grade.
Yes.
When I started doing Bubbas, you were in the first group then.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met your family. Mm-hmm. In baseball, and we kind of grew up at the baseball field.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And then you did some crazy thing on a stage I got you into, and we won't go into that, but hey, we want to thank Eric Hurt for listening.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Listening in Birmingham, so that's good to have Eric listening. And, I went back the other day, and I know we used to do a lot of ministry videos, what I call them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I looked back at the last one we did, and like we always said, it wasn't about views, but it's how God has used and you. It's not me. Just like I said in the hallway earlier, over 4,600 views to a video.
Oh, yeah.
And like I put, that was probably as impromptu as a question that I could have asked you. And that was the best answer that could ever been given. And I think I just reposted that a couple of weeks ago because it was amazing. Because until you shake somebody up or you catch them off target a little bit like that and you see really what's in them, Sarah, I know what's in you.
Oh, well, you've helped shape a lot of that. Like you said, Bubba's was the first year, but we have grown up together and we have been hand in hand throughout the years, and you have helped shape a lot of that. So a lot of that credit goes to you.
And we're family now, aren't we? Kind of like on the branch somewhere.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure.
I figured it out. I'm furthest away. So you're closer to the trunk and I'm furthest away on the branch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I brought all that up to say a lot's changed since we did that video.
Absolutely. A lot. Yes.
Sarah, you're not Sarah Honeycutt anymore.
No.
I may have to change my phone because it still says, when I call you, it still says Sarah Honeycutt on it.
Oh,
but,
yes.
But, Allie is not Allie Gaston in my phone. It's still Allie Wyckoff in my phone.
Yes.
So I need to work on that. I can't let go of it yet.
No, that's a hard thing to let go of.
But you're not Sarah Honeycutt. You are Sarah Gaston.
Yes. Yes.
And in that, now it's not just two Gastons in that house. There are three Gastons in that house.
Oh, yes. A big change.
A big change. Little Britain came in the world, or as we call her, B.
Yes, our B.
And has been a, I don't know how to really explain it.
She's a light.
She is.
She's a light.
just like, I always say she has her mother's eyes because you can just see, there's so much when you look into eyes, what's in there. And I can't wait for Britain to grow up.
Oh, me either. I can't wait to see her just grow and bloom into the person she's going to be. Like, I cannot wait to see what God has in store for her.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had a coach, my first coach on the show, talking about Suit Up Ministries and being a dad and training young men to be fathers. Mm-hmm. When we come back, you prepared to talk about what it's like to be a mother and, okay. And your plan, how you plan to raise Britton?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We'll do that.
We'll be back with more Sarah Honeycutt Gadsden. I almost messed up right
it's
there.
It's okay. You
I
saved yourself. Messed up. You saved yourself.
Right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Pat Barrett, The Way, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. And in studio with me is Miss Sarah Gadsden. I didn't even have to write that on a piece of paper
no,
that
you
time.
Got it
I
that remember. Time. Yeah, you did.
You were giving me the evil eye, though. Like get it right this time,
no.
Greg.
No.
we talked about coming, off our last little break. You're a mom now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. First off, how's that changed your life?
My goodness, it's a privilege to be a mom. I mean, it is amazing. It's nothing like what I thought it would be. I mean, goodness, I'm almost 23. Like, I'm a kid myself. But being a mom, wow. I want to say I'm sorry and thank you to my mom.
We can record this and get it to her.
Okay, good.
How do you... Because I know they're very short nights. There's you have to get naps when she gets naps, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. And you're going off into a career right now,
mm-hmm.
going back to school.
Yes.
To be a nurse.
Yes.
And trying to raise a child.
Yes.
How do you, with all that going on, how do you raise that child like your parents raised you? I mean, it was... The Lord was in your house.
Right. That,
now, how are you going to Britton?
Well, like you said, the Lord was in our house. Thank goodness for parents who raised us up that way. But that's the main goal for our house, too. Like, I always want to raise Britton up to know that, like, hey, God is in this house, and God is the foundation of this house, and we are building our life on Him. And from there... You need to share Him with everybody else too. Like, I lay down at night and my prayer to God is, thank you so much for this gift. And I'm giving this gift back to you, God. Like, she is all yours. But I pray that as she grows, her light never dulls. And that even if it's just one person, that she will lead them to you.
Mom of the year.
No. We are mom figuring out the year.
Was that...
Step by step.
That was good. That was good.
Well, I've had a good road in front of me with my mom.
She is. She is.
That's mom of the year.
She hides her cape.
She does.
She hides her cape because there's only one Tanya Honeycutt.
Absolutely.
There's only one. Mm-hmm. And she's done a tremendous job raising you and Luke.
She had, well, me. We won't go into Luke, No, I'm kidding. He's turned out good. Well,
she had a Luke. We had an Anderson, so.
Yeah, oh, goodness. Weighing out the options there.
Weigh the options. Well, all right. If you'll stick around with us for another segment.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll be back. You're listening to Mix Sunday Mornings right here in Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. That's Lincoln Brewster, Shout to the Lord on Mix 106.5, Mix Sunday Morning. Sarah, you mm-hmm. brought your Bible with you this morning.
Yes, I did.
You did. You want to share a verse with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my favorite verses growing up was Romans 5:3-5. And it states that not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Why did you pick that verse?
A lot of reasons. Mainly the suffering, though. I think this verse stuck out to me, like, in high school, maybe. And there was at one point where just I was having a bad day, things weren't going right, and I just remember like opening up my Bible and seeing this, and it was so heavy on my heart that through suffering I was able to produce endurance, and through endurance, producing character, and through character, producing hope. And it's like all those great attributes came from suffering. And we look at suffering as a bad thing, which of course is, times are hard, and suffering is not everybody's favorite thing to do, obviously. But so many good things come from suffering, especially through the Holy Spirit.
They do, and it seems like it doesn't seem fair that we have to suffer to grow sometimes, but
right.
we do, and we don't see it till later on. I mean, it may be a day later, a week later, it may be years later now, as you can probably tell,
because yes.
back then it may seem like it never would have ended. And,
right.
and why is this happening? Why do I have to go through it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when my friends aren't, I'm trying to be good.
Exactly.
You know, and it's happening to me, and it's not happening to them. But if we don't go through the valley,
mm-hmm.
we'll never know what getting to the top of the mountain is.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, all right, you're going to stay around one more segment? Can we twist your arm?
Sure, you can.
you could stay on the whole show. You could take over the show.
No, I will let you keep that.
it could be the Greg and Sarah show or the Sarah and Greg show. I'd even switch
you'd
around.
Switch it?
I'd switch
just
it for you.
Well, you know, we can talk then.
We'll talk about it.
Okay, good.
We'll go to some music right now, and we'll talk about that and come back. You're listening to Sunday Morning Mix right here on Mix 106.5. That's passion. There's nothing that our God can't do. Greg Wyckoff, Sarah Gaston in the studio this morning. What a song, Sarah. There's nothing that our God can't do.
Absolutely.
You know, in our lives, and I know you can see it, as I'm getting towards the end of my career with children.
Yes.
And you are starting your career.
Yes.
With children?
Yeah. We'll say child right now. It depends on how much sleep I get, you know, in the next year.
If we add to that one day.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing, you know, I've known in my life that there's really nothing God can't do, because when I've tried to force the issue in my life, it just doesn't seem to work.
Oh, yeah.
But when I sit back and give it to the Lord, there is nothing that he can't do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I actually saw something on social media earlier today, and it was stating that whenever you put things in God's hands, you will see God's hands start to work. And I was like, wow, like that is crazy. Like even if I'm trying to do something like on my own and I think that I have it handled, God is still working. But when I take the time to stop and just hand it over to him and be like, here, that's when I actually can see him working. And I'm like, oh, you were always there. It was just me trying to overpower you. And that is not how this works. It is you and then me.
And it's true now in the world we live in, because with everything that's happened in Ukraine this week,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the issues we have in our own country, we seem to forget when we listen to all that news that there's nothing that our God can't do.
Right.
I mean, he drug a cross that he knew he was going to get nailed on, a sword stuck in his side. They stuff him in a tomb. And the tomb couldn't hold him. And if that tomb couldn't hold him, there's nothing that Jesus can't do for us.
Right.
I mean, there's absolutely nothing. We just have to trust him in our walk, in our life. As we talked about last week, you have to pray. You have to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants to hear from you.
He does.
You know, it's not when things go bad. He wants to hear it when it's good.
Absolutely.
Well, you got one more in you before you have to head off this morning?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back with more from Sarah Gaston right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Lauren Daigle, Trusting You on Mix 106.5, Sunday Morning Mix. Greg Wyckoff, Sarah Gaston. That is a whole lot easier to say than Sarah Honeycutt.
It is.
It flows a little bit better.
Yeah, now, a little bit.
Is it Sarah Honeycutt Gaston? Is that how you...
No.
You just dropped the honey cut off of
it. Yeah. Well, I mean, I still claim it, you know.
David's the man. He just said, get rid of it, didn't he?
Well, no. Do you know how hard it is to spell honey cut? Go ahead and try.
Yeah. I used to have to look at the lineup I wrote from the game before to spell Luke's last name right.
Yeah. Who Who chooses H-U-N-N?
It's better than Wyckoff.
I'll give you that. Okay.
It is. It's You're a right. lot better than Wyckoff.
You're right. I'll give you that.
Well, Sarah, we have listeners, I don't know, from wherever. Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
You know, there are people listening from Houston this morning. And I don't know where all else. We've had people listen from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this stream, it's amazing the platform we have here.
Oh, yeah.
If those people are listening right now and you had something in your heart to share with them, what would that be?
Well, I can just share with you what was laid on my heart this morning when I was doing my devotion, and it was talking about the worldly treasures. You know, we're so caught up in worldly treasures, and I have to blame that a little on social media. I mean, I love the social media platform. A lot of good things come from it, but so can a lot of negatives. So just being caught up in social media, I would just encourage you to remember that, like, not everything you see is what is happening. Like, people only share their highlights on social media. So all these people who are traveling the world and, you know, getting to do everything they want to do, new cars, you know, they're not sharing their struggles with you. And I think, which is fine. Who would want to see struggles? You know, I mean, I understand that.
I don't turn on struggle TV.
No, me either. Absolutely not. So I understand, but I just think it's good to keep in the back of our head and in the back of our heart that, you know, they're having a great day, and we have great days too, but they do have bad days. I think that's something that we need to focus on too.
Well, Sarah, you've been here for most of the show. We're just going to keep you on it till we go. What time does church start this morning for you?
11.
You got plenty of time. We'll be back more from Sarah right here on Mix Sunday Mornings. That's Corey Ashbery, Reckless Love, right here on Mix Sunday Mornings. Greg Wyckoff, Sarah Gaston. Mm-hmm. I'm looking right at you and almost said it again. Sarah Gaston in the studio this morning. If people only knew what I had to do to get you on the show.
Yeah.
Booking agents, family members.
I know. You got to go through everybody.
You're under high demand right now.
Goodness.
You are.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would have thought?
You know, you got to you know, you're the superstar. David is fixing to be the big time circuit fisherman, I know you're looking at that, but what a profession,
isn't that crazy? Like, before we met, I didn't even know you could do that.
I know.
Like, is that a real thing? I mean, I guess so, but
it is. I've got some friends in Texas that do it full time.
Yeah, well,
that's all they do. They don't have to work. They fish. They're
okay,
sponsored.
Well, I want to be a professional coffee drinker then. Maybe we can get sponsored.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I was thinking, isn't it cool that David's a fisherman, and aren't we called to be fishers of men?
Absolutely.
Isn't that kind of cool?
It is cool.
I mean, when I look at him, I always think that. Maybe, you know, maybe God's got something bigger in this one day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you think traveling all around is it, but maybe there's something coming one day.
Maybe so.
And isn't that cool, man?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's going to be like Captain America and Wonder Woman.
Oh, no.
And Super B behind the Britain.
Oh, yes. She's the superstar.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have Elevation Worship, Sea of Victory coming up, and then we'll wrap this show up, Sarah.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Mix Sunday Mornings right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5.
That was Tar and Wheels, Hills and Valleys on Mix Sunday Morning.
I told you were going to take the seat.
No, absolutely not. I can't this morning. I'll take it from you this morning.
Okay.
I'll give it back next week.
Well, Sarah, I try to see God in everything. And sometimes I don't, and it bothers me. But the blessing that this show has brought back into my life is that I think it is. It's for a purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm really excited about the show, and I have to kind of rein myself in and be humble about this, mm-hmm. that, and do my best. Like we talked about earlier, for the King of Kings, I have to do the best. But these things that I would see, now I'm seeing everything again in a different way. And you'll laugh at this when I first explain it, but we had a plant that was given to us at home. Mm-hmm. And inside that one plant, there were five smaller plants. Well, I noticed two of them weren't growing. So I took them out and planted three that were making it. I put them in different pots. And they started to flourish. I mean, one of them I'm going to have to put into a bigger pot. And God kind of showed me that sometimes we have to get out of where we are, that He has to take us out from where we are so we can be who He wants us to be. We may be comfortable in that pot all packed in together with everybody else, but we may have to lose a friend, get out of a situation, get out of a relationship, mm-hmm. To be able to be, and I'm not saying marriage, I'm not saying anybody jump out of your car right now, tell your husband and wife bye. I'm not saying that right now, you know, wait till you get out of your car. I'm just kidding. Yes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But you have to get out of that situation before you can flourish.
Right. Out of your comfort zone.
And it was kind of funny, the next day, the verse of the day came from John 15, and it says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. So my prayer in my life is that peace lily that I took out of one of the five plants, mm-hmm. that I put into its own, that has grown 5-6 times what it was in 3 weeks, it's taken off like that. My prayer is that God will use me in that way here at this desk, mm-hmm. to be that for Him. And I know He's done it for you in your life because He's given you B.
Yes, absolutely.
And so your pot may seem like there's three in that pot, mm-hmm. but you've taken on a different pot. He's put you over into a different pot now, mm-hmm. to give you more room to grow for Him.
Oh, yeah.
That's my mic. There we go. Sorry about that. Did that blow it? Did that blow the whole devotion?
I guess so.
I guess it did.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, technicalities can't do it, because we proved that on Wednesday nights. Technicalities couldn't do it in that little room we were in. Mm-hmm. There was always a way.
Always. You know,
there was always a way, and God always provide a way. He's always going to provide a way if you're listening in your life. Mm-hmm. And if you do feel bogged down, if you do, maybe you need to jump in your own pot.
Maybe so, yeah.
Maybe you need to jump in your own pot. Well, Sarah, yes. thank you for coming on this morning. Thank you for sharing.
No, thank you.
And thank you for giving me one of the best seats I've had in my life. So,
no, well, thank you for being there and cheering on.
Well, you are welcome anytime. I wish you the best in nursing school.
Oh, yes.
I wish you the best as a mom.
That one too.
And I wish you the best as a wife.
Oh, goodness.
I never would have thought. I looked at you and said you would be marrying. I didn't.
No.
Life changes, doesn't it?
Yes.
It does. Quick.
Quick. Very quick.
It does. Yeah. Well, my prayers are with you. And again, anytime you want to come back, you're more than welcome to come back.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
We appreciate you listening this morning. Coming up, Michael W. Smith, Mac Powell, Mac Redmond. But right now, it's Phil Wickham, Great Things. Thank you for listening. Sunday Morning's Mix, right here on Mix 106.5.